Well. Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk more.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
Tuned in to the financial motivator himself, Ash Cash, Mr. Mind Right Money Right. Money Right. Money Right.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com, subscribe to the podcast, go to ashcashtv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. You know, excited as always to be here. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, you know, this is one of the biggest joys I have, is to really just, you know, talk and, you know, impart some knowledge, you know, talk about abundance, talk about, you know, how to live, your best possible life. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to start with the daily aspiration, because one of the biggest things, right? One of the biggest things. As we're thinking about the daily aspiration, one of the biggest things is really about understanding that and is better than or, right? Understanding that your abundance is your birthright. You know what I'm saying? Abundance is your birthright. Like this shirt is a reminder, right? It's a reminder to everybody, right? It's a reminder that abundance is your birthright. So we're gonna start with the daily aspiration, as always. And since it's Thursday, we're gonna throw it back. Rest in peace, Guru. Rest in peace. All right. Gather round. Happy Throwback Thursday, my people of unwavering dreams and aspirations. Welcome to the day that you realize that life shouldn't always be about compromise. Today's daily aspiration is dedicated to and being better than or. We often hear the Floyd quote that says, you can't have your cake and eat it too. And to that I say, why not? What's the purpose of cake if you can't eat it? Imagine trying to get something done and had to choose between hard work or dedication. Or what about trying to get a message heard, but you can either be loud or clear? Imagine rising or shining, standing or delivering, or being on a quest for happiness or financial freedom. The truth is that society wants us to believe that we can't have it all. They give us this idea that sacrifice is the name of the game, and we have to choose the greater of two evils. It is imperative to realize that you and who you are and what you want. Wait, hold on. It is imperative to realize that you are who you are and you want what you want. The truth is that society wants us to believe that we can't have it all. They give us this idea, right, that sacrifice is the name of the game. Make sure as you strive to live the life that you deserve, you do not compromise what you really want with what you think is acceptable or possible. Where there is a will, there is a way. Always keep your eyes on the prize and don't lose the forest for the tree. If you let the world tell it, then you have to choose and sacrifice, but truth be told, no one ever really is going to understand or even see your vision. They will either tell you the goal is unattainable or impossible. Don't listen. Everything is impossible until somebody does it. Stay firm with your desires and don't compromise. Have your cake and eat it too. That's what cakes are made for. I'll leave you a couple of quotes. First one by Vanna Bonta, and it says, the greatest justice in life is to be who one is. Next one by Albert Hubbard, and it says, it is the weak person who urges compromise, never the strong. And last but not least, by Roy L. Smith, and it says, the person who cannot believe in themselves cannot believe in anything else. So I want to talk about that for a second, right? I want to talk about that for a second because, you know, I hear this a lot. You know, I hear people talk about, you know, sacrifice a lot. And I hear people talk about, you know, making a commitment and having to compromise and all that stuff, you know. You know, and I talked about this yesterday, you know, is like the reason why you have to have faith and patience. Like, it's not just faith. You know what I'm saying? It's not just faith. It's faith and patience. Because the reason why you have to a lot of times people have to sacrifice is because they don't have patience. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times people have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice to get, you know what I mean? To have to make a choice to say, yo, I'm going to choose between this or that. Because, right, they choose between this or that because they don't have patience. And so they see this opening, right? They see this opening and they're like, yo, this is my time. Let me go get this right now. Because I'll never have this time again. And so let me put everything else to the side. Let me put everything else to the side to kind of like capture this moment and to make sure that I go hard and I don't miss out. You know what I'm saying? And the truth of the matter is that, you know, you always have a choice. So I'm not saying that one person is right or wrong. But if you have this vision and you put the vision out, just because the vision looks like your vision and it ain't necessarily that of your vision doesn't mean that if you don't take advantage of it now, it's going to go away. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm a big fan of, you know, Florence Scovel Shin. She has a bunch of books, Your Words Have Power, The Game of Life. And she talks about that, right? There's this book, where, you know, a game of life where she talks about that a lot of people see a vision, right? Like, so they say, yo, I want this vision for me. I want this vision for my life, right? And they see this vision. And once they see the vision, instead of seeing the vision and saying to themselves, well, I see this vision. That means the vision is close, right? What they do is they see this vision and they say, damn, they get frustrated. They see somebody else living the vision. They're like, damn, why isn't that me? Yo, that person is living my exact dream. And now they get frustrated. And then the energy that was necessary, right? Like what God, the universe, you know, the Most High was trying to show you was that you're close, yo, you're close. And God only tells you three things, right? God only says, yes, not now, or I got something better, right? God is not saying no, right? God is never gonna tell you no. God is never gonna tell you no, right? If you ask for something, God is gonna give you three things. God's gonna say, yes, here you go, immediately. God's gonna say, not now. I see that you want this, but you're not ready yet. So I'm gonna give this to you, but not right now. Or God gonna be like, nah, you're too small, right? I got something better. And so what happens with us when we ask for something and we start to see somebody else living it, if we don't get it right now, we start to get frustrated. We start to, you know, and in the midst, right? In the midst of God giving us what we ask for, we get frustrated and ask for something else, right? We get frustrated and ask for something else because for whatever reasons, we didn't get what we wanted at the time that we wanted it. And so we such a competition mode that we want this over here. God gives that to somebody else and says they got something better for you. You get frustrated because you see that person getting what you want. And then you immediately say, nah, you know what? I don't even want that no more. I want this. So now God is like, but you know what? Your wish is my command. Here you go. Let me give you that next thing, right? And so we have to stay in a mindset of having faith and patience, right? Faith and patience. Because the thing you asked for is already on its way, right? It's already on its way, but then you start asking for other things and God can't open it up for you. Let me let Steve talk.
Listen,
to you.
Listen, getting successful, whatever you consider successful, if it's rich, whatever.
Miss Edith is in the building. King Development, what up? Valerie, what up?
It's not Beans, God what up? Picks certain people he'll make rich and certain people he don't. He gives all of us as his children the power of choice.
All of us got the power of choice.
You have a say-so in that. You can decide to be rich. And with God's help, it's highly doable. But you first have to think it. What makes it hard is your lack of belief that it can happen for you. The fact of it is, though, it's very doable. But you got to change, though. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. So if you're at a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change some things. But you have to make a conscientious decision that you're going to change. And it's not dependent on anybody else. It don't matter what your mama thinks. It don't matter what your coworkers think. It don't matter what your siblings think. It don't matter what your children think. It don't matter.
It don't matter.
They have nothing to do with it. This decision is yours and yours alone. You have to live your life with the expectation that great things are coming your way. And that's how it works. Now, let me teach it to you. You grab your remote. You press the power button. What do you expect to happen? You expect the TV to come on. Guess what? It come on. If you want to see SportsCenter channel 46, and you press 46 and OK or select, what do you expect to come on your TV? SportsCenter. And guess what show up?
SportsCenter.
See, God is tied to all of this. You better understand what I'm trying to tell you. The Bible says a man is as he thinketh. God created us in his image. God thought of this world. He thought of it. So he created it. So he made you just like him, that your thoughts can create things. There is a scripture, Habakkuk 2:2. It says, write the vision and make it plain so that he who reads it will run to it. And even though it tarries,
take a long time.
Wait for it, for surely it will come.
It will come at an appointed time, not when you want it.
That's the trick. But the appointed time is what throws people off. Because most of you, when you ask God for something, he sends it, he ships it immediately. As soon as you ask him something, you really believe he'll do it, he boxes it up and he ships it to you immediately. The problem with the package is he never gives you the date that the package is going to arrive. It would destroy the requirement he has of all of us, which is faith. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. So if you ask God for $1 million, he sent a million as soon as you ask for it. But it's going to come at an appointed time. The problem is people stop waiting on the package. Then when it gets to you, because he delivers only to Faith Street, when he delivers to you on Faith Street, but you done stepped off of Faith Street, you over here on I Don't See How Circle. He don't ship that. Instead of staying on Faith Street, you done stepped over here to I Don't Believe It Boulevard.
I Don't Believe It Boulevard.
Or It Took Too Long Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Then the package come to Faith Street. It's just like the post office in FedEx. If you ain't there to receive it, it got to go back.
It got to go back if you're not
That's
there.
That's how it works, man. You have control of this. This belongs to you. This is yours.
Smooth frequency. You're the captain.
You're the master. You're the foreman. You're the general. You're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody.
Don't give control to nobody.
You can protect yourself from negativity. And that's what stops most people. Negative thoughts. You can coat your mind from negativity. It's a real simple exercise to do. I do it every morning before I walk out the door. So I walk out as a positive person. You know, I get tired sometimes. That's different from being negative, because I get mentally drained from my job at times. But to coat your mind from negativity, the way you can put a coating around your mind is with one simple thing.
Gratitude.
Gratitude erases negativity. I'm going to show you how this works. If you wake up in the morning and you start having negative thoughts, man, this ain't my day. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm tripping. I just don't feel myself. Every time you feel in the middle of the day, if you feel yourself doing that, stop. Just stop for a second. And start going over in your mind everything you have to be grateful for. Not everything you want. Everything you already have. Because what you have is substantial. You just haven't gone over the list and taken inventory in a long time. But the fact that you can walk,
that's a blessing.
The fact that you woke up, that's another blessing. The fact that you can see, think, reason, that's another blessing. The fact that you can go somewhere and get yourself something to eat,
that's another blessing.
The fact that you can go and turn the key and call someplace home, that's another blessing. The ability to dream is a blessing. The fact that you have an opportunity to get it right is another blessing. The fact that you're beautiful, that's another blessing. The fact that you have any measure of health, that's another blessing. And I'm just talking to you, I don't even know you. I could give you 50 things you ought to be grateful for right now. I don't even know you. Start coating your mind with gratitude. It'll change everything for you.
And your gratitude will change everything for you, right? And so that's what happens, though. What happens is, you know, like I said, the universe is only, is, you know, God is only going to give you, you know, God only says yes, right? God only says yes. God is not going to say no, right? And so God says, yes, not now, I got something better. And so what happens is that when you don't accept the yes, right, when you don't accept the yes and you get impatient and you start asking for something and you start seeing the remnants of it, you don't even show gratitude, right? You don't even show gratitude that, yo, you know, I'm grateful that God is showing me that this could be done, right? You don't even show gratitude. The Dearer Brown is in the building. Appreciate the badge love. You don't even show gratitude, right, that it's done. Oh, salute. Hey, I appreciate you. Hey, yo, for y'all, I made it easy. For y'all that want to join the Abundance Community Facebook group, if you go to www.abundancecommunityfb.com, it'll take you right there. Right? So I'm gonna put it in the chat. So www. Cause we're working on some big things. Abundance. Wait, hold on. Abundancecommunityfb.com. Abundancecommunityfb.com. Appreciate you, Alo. FB, and then you'll get to the Facebook group. You know what I'm saying? But yes, right. And so a lot of times we are let me put this in the YouTube thing too, so y'all can see it. www.abundancecommunityfb.com, right? And so y'all can get that there. Romania is in the building. Salute. And so, you know, a lot. So I want to dive a little deeper, right? I want to dive a little deeper into this notion of God only saying yes, right? Because, you know, again, catch me what I'm saying, right? God is going to tell you yes. God is going to tell you not now, but that's still yes. Or God is going to say, I got something bigger for you, better for you, which is still yes. We so focused, right? We so focused on hearing the no. We're so focused of not realizing that abundance is our birthright. We're so focused on that we don't even get to that point, right? We don't even get to the point where you know, we start saying to ourselves, man, like, anything I want, I'm going to get. Right? Hey, yo, let me tell you. Abundance is your birthright, right? Abundance is your birthright. It's so true that you will get even the negative stuff that you think you could get. What, Ash? That don't make no sense. Hey, yo, abundance is your birthright. Yo, you are so abundant that if you think a negative thought and you ask for a negative thing, if you expect the worst is going to come. Oh! Y'all, I don't think y'all got that. Yo, abundance is so much your birthright, right? Yo, abundance is so much your birthright that if you think something is too good to be true and you think the worst is going to happen, abundance is so much your birthright that you can have whatever you want. So if you focus on negative, you will get negative. That's how much abundance is your birthright. Sheesh. I don't think y'all got that. I might have to yell for the people in the back. I don't think you got that. Abundance is so much your birthright. Like, you can have whatever you say, feel, want, that if you do not feel like you are worthy of something, you will not get it because you do not feel worthy. And you have abundance. Anything you want is yours. And if you tell yourself a lie and you tell yourself the lie that you are not worthy, I don't even play with the I am, so I won't even use me as the example, right? If you tell yourself a lie and you say that you are not worthy, then universe is going to say, yes, you are not worthy. Let me get that. Let me get all of this so I can grant you your wish. Let me get all of this. All of the things that were planned for you, let me get all of that since you think you're not worthy. You think you're not worthy. Because you think you're not worthy, that's why you're not living in abundance. Chill. Chill. I'm going to let Neil Donald Walsh talk to you for a second. Let's go. Let's go. You let's go. Elevate your mind, right? Let's go.
Elevate your mind. You elevate your life.
God says you may not have anything you want.
You may not have anything you want. What does that mean?
You may not have anything you want. And I was puzzled by that. I said, well, I don't understand. I thought that when you want something, when you need something, when you are hoping for something, you go to God and you ask for it. God said, no, no, no. You don't understand how the system works.
You don't understand how the system works.
Here's how the system works. Everything you could ever ask for, you could ever have now or ever ask for in the future, you already have right now.
You already have all of it.
You simply are not experiencing it. Because everything that has ever happened is happening now and ever will happen is happening right now.
It's happening right now.
And so it is for you merely to reach into the sea of infinite possibilities and call forth the reality you choose now to experience. And you do this, you call forth from the sea of infinite possibilities the reality you choose to now experience through three devices mainly: thought, word, and action. What you think or believe, and of course what you do. Now, if what you say is, please give me what I need today to survive, you will have a struggle acquiring what you need today to survive, because the statement comes from a deep underlying thought that you do not now have that, or you wouldn't be asking for it. It is that underlying thought, what Conversations with God calls the sponsoring thought, that has a huge influence on the creation of your moment-to-moment reality. Therefore, if you asked for something, or if you say, I want something, I'll use an example. I want more money. Well, I really want more money in my life. The universe has only one answer to a statement like that. Indeed, you do.
Indeed, you do.
That is correct. See, the universe only says yes.
Only says yes.
The universe has a universal response to every thought, and the universal response is yes.
The universal response is yes.
The God only knows one word.
God only knows one word.
God has a very limited vocabulary.
God has a very limited vocabulary.
God says yes.
God says yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes to what?
Yes to what?
Yes to whatever you think, say, or do. God says yes. Now the good side of that is, the positive side is that God never says no.
God never says no.
The bad side of that is, for those who don't know how the system works, God only says yes.
God only says yes.
So if you say, I am sick and tired of my life going like this, God says yes.
Yes, yes, indeed.
That's
you are.
True. I want more money, God says, indeed you do. Yes, that's true. You want money, that's true. And you will have the experience of wanting money.
You will have the experience of wanting money.
For you. I want more money. Yes, you do. Yes, that's true. And so you will talk yourself right out of what you're trying to talk yourself into.
What you're trying to talk yourself into.
Now, I don't want you to think that it's a matter of choosing the right words.
I don't want you to think that it's a matter of choosing the right words.
I don't want you to feel that you got to, you know, start parsing the language and worrying about every single, you know, syllable that you utter that proceeds from your mouth. But you do need to look deeply at the sponsoring thought, that is, at the foundational idea from which your words emerge. That you do need to look at. Or to put it another way, if you're coming from lack,
if you're coming from lack,
and from a thought that there's not enough, and couldn't I please have more, you are having to overcome in the first instance your thought that there's not enough, which is very difficult to overcome because it's your foundational thought.
Because it's your foundational thought.
Now, one might argue, and your friend would argue, but Neil, that's all very sweet and good, except when a person's entire experience is that there's not enough, how could they have any thought other than that? How would you expect them to have another thought when their whole experience, the evidence of their own eyes, is that there is not enough? To which a master would reply, as all masters have, each in their own way, each in their own time. Judge not by appearances.
Judge not by appearances.
By appearances.
God says, you may not have anything you want.
You may not have anything you want.
But here's how the system works. Everything you could ever ask for, you could ever have now, or ever ask for in the future, you already have right now. You already have all of it. You simply are not experiencing
it. You simply not experiencing it.
Because everything that has ever happened,
everything that has ever happened,
is happening now.
It's happening now.
And ever will happen.
And ever will happen.
Is happening right now.
It's happening right now.
It's happening right now.
So let me tell you something. Let me explain something to y'all. That's why I don't use the word want anymore. Right? Literally, I don't use the word want anymore. Especially when I talk about myself. I always say desire. My desire. Right? Because again, it's not really about the words, right? It's about how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's hard to grasp it, right? And that's why I played that track, and I want you to understand that if you're in a state of want, the only reason you're in a state of want is because you don't have it, or you believe you don't have it, right? Fast out to my brother Fahim, right? I'm gonna use this as an example, right? You know what I mean? This is not even a plug, but I stopped drinking Essentia because I kept seeing too much negative things about osmosis, reverse osmosis and all that. So I only drink Keen because I actually been on the water plant and I know this is natural water and it's naturally 7.4 pH, right? I mean, but here's what I want to say. I'll give you an example, right? How can I want water if I got water right here? You know what I'm saying? How can I want water, right? Look. Latina B, look, I was about to ask you, what's the difference between want and desire yesterday? She's the frequency. I got you. How can I want water if I have water right here? Right? And so if I say I have a desire for water, right? I have a desire, like, yo, I desire water, like I desire this water right now, right? And so because I desire this water and I have this water right now, all I gotta do is take the top off and drink it. Because this is my desire. My desire, right? My desire is that I quench my thirst, right? My desire is I want to quench, you know, my desire is to quench my thirst, right? But check this out. If I want water, right? If I want water, I can't, right? How can I want it? How can I want water if I got water? And so guess what? If the universe, right, if the universe only says yes and I want something that I already have, then what needs to happen in order for me to stay in a state of want, right? What needs to happen in order for me to stay in a state of want? The water has to be taken away. You know what I'm saying? The water has to be taken away in order for me to stay, right? I'm asking for something that I already have, then it has to be taken away in order for me to get it. So I'll give you a proper example, right? Let's say somebody, I'll give you a better example. And this happened to me, actually. It's happened to me one time, right? It's happened to me one time. I forgot what kind of car I was driving. I think I had like a Dodge Intrepid. I want to say I had a Dodge Intrepid, right? And yo, the Dodge Intrepid was perfect. This was like, I forget what year. It was like early 2000s, right? I had a Dodge Intrepid. It was dope. Gold Dodge Intrepid. That's when you used to have the you know, the things in the car, right? Like they had the TVs and all that. I had the flip out 7-inch joint when we start the car, the joint flip out and all that, right? And tinted, I had rims on it, I had all of that, right? And for some reason, I wasn't grateful for, like, it was dope. I was in my early 20s. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it was dope, right? And so I had this thought that I want a new car, right? I wasn't grateful. I wasn't showing gratitude for the car that I had, right? I wasn't showing gratitude for the car that I had. And so I had this thought that, yo, I want a new car, right? And guess what happened? Yo, I want to say maybe a week after I had this thought, yo, somebody violated my joint. Yo, they broke my windows. They stole, they ransacked that joint. I'm talking about they went crazy with it, right? I was living in the Bronx at the time with the first lady, actually, right? They ransacked my joint. They broke my windows. They stole my whole system. They violated the car so bad that there's nothing I could have did with it. So guess what I had to do? I got my new car. I had to get a new car, right? I had to get a new car because I was in want, right? I was in want for something that I already had. I already had a car, and instead of, I didn't say, right, at that time, limited thinking, I didn't say I want another car. I didn't say my desire was to have this car. And because, right, it was just me saying, yo, I want a new car, yo. Yo, it's time for a new car. At that point, I wasn't even in the mindset of having two cars. Like, two cars. What am I going to do with two cars? I mean, this is way before Toro and Uber and all that stuff. And so having two cars would probably be, you know what I mean, didn't make sense, right? But the wanting, if I wanted something, the fact that I wanted this new car, God only says yes. And so because I was a state of want, right? And I wanted something I already had, so God had to take it away from me, right? You are surrounded by love. You are surrounded by love. And so if you're surrounded by love, if you are love, you are love, right? You are love. And so for those who are, you know, looking for the significant other or looking for whatever, right? You not getting it because, yo, you are love. So how could you want something that you are? And so guess what? When you search it, you're like, oh, I want love. So guess what? Guess what you asking for? You asking for the opposite of that. You don't even realize that. You don't even realize when you're saying that you want love, that you're asking for the opposite of that. And so now your experience is going to be that of a person who doesn't have love. And they're going to want it, right? And so in your words, in how you feel, in your actions, you can't be in a state of want. You can't be in a state of want. Not in your words, not in your feelings, not in your actions. You cannot be in a state of want, right? Even if you desire more money, right? If you desire more money, you already know that everything that you would ever desire is already in your space.
Everything that I need, I already have. Everything that I have.
Everything that you need, you already have. Not everything you want. Because why would you want something if you already got it? And so if your desire is for more money, you already got it. God already said yes. Once you need it, though, right? And so a lot of people are not getting what they desire because they don't need it. They don't need it. If you needed it, you would have it, right? You keep asking for $1 million. You don't need $1 million. Do the math. You don't need $1 million. You don't need $1 million, right? I tell you, the first time I made six figures, or the first time I wanted six figures, let me just say that. The first time I wanted six figures as a goal, I never got it. Right? I kept being passed over. Right? You know what I'm saying? I kept being passed over because my lifestyle, what, you know what I'm saying? What I needed didn't require six figures, right? And so the moment that my lifestyle or what my vision for my life was, once I needed it, then I got it, right? Do the math. Like, stop listening to everybody, right? Stop listening to everybody on the internet. And I know I'm on the internet too, but I try to give y'all balance, right? Stop listening to everybody on the internet. The internet will make you say, yo, I want a six-figure business. Yo, I want to be a millionaire. Yo, I want a billion, even $1 billion, right? I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I ain't there yet. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. The moment that I desire $1 billion and I know what I need the $1 billion for, then I'm cool. But I ain't there yet, right? I have my vision right now. Right now, my vision right now is for 100 million, right? And I can see, right? I can see the vision for the 100 million. And so as I continue to refine that vision, right? As I continue to refine the vision, the moment that I refine it to the point where I know and believe that I need it, then the 100 million will appear, right? I'm doing the work. It's not going to magically appear. You're going to have to do the work, right? I'm doing the work. I'm being who I need to be, right? But at some point, when I want to be, oh, this is a bar. At some point, when I desire to be, meaning billion, all I got to do is be who I need to be in order to attract the B. Bars! Oh! I'm just playing, right? At some point, when I need to be, right? At some point when I need to be, I will be who I need to be to get the B. That's a bar, chill. Yo, chill, that's a bar. Don't play with me. Hey, yo, don't play with me. That's a bar, yo. Yo, once I need to be, I just have to be who I need to get to be. But look.
Everything that I need, I already have. Everything that I have is all that I need. Anything I desire, I will receive because my reality is created by me. I am successful. I am peaceful. I am free. I am wise. I am potential energy. And like a phoenix, I should rise. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am power. I am talent. I am mind. I am body. I am spirit. I am balanced. I am enlightened. I am fearless. I am outside the realm of time. I am a part of the all and I am one with the divine. Energy, energy, energy. All around on the outside, the enemy. There is no hate in my heart. I even have love for my enemies.
You know what I'm saying? Everything that I need, I already have. Everything that you need. And so, can we just make the decision? Not make the decision. It's not really a decision. Because, again, abundance is your birthright. Right? So, it's not even really making a decision. It's, can we come to the conclusion? Right? Can we come to the conclusion, right? Can we come to the conclusion that everything that you need, you already have? Can you come to the conclusion that everything that you need, you already have? And if everything you need, you already have, what are you praying for? Right? If everything you need, you already have, what are you praying for? Right? The only prayer, right? Type it in if you know what I'm about to say. There's only one prayer you should be saying every day. There's only one prayer. Only one prayer you should be saying every day. There's only one prayer. You should be saying every day, because if everything that you need, you already have, then what are you praying for? Right? What are you praying for? What are you getting on your knees and praying for? Nah, right. It's thank you. That's it. Only thing you need to be telling God is thank you. Only thing you should be telling God is thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I have this desire. Hey, God, this is what I desire. Get on your knees and say thank you. That's it. Get on your knees and say thank you. Cause what?
Everything that I need,
I already have.
Everything that I have is all that
I need. It's all that I need.
I desire, I will receive.
I will receive. It's created by me.
I am peaceful, I am free, I am wise, I am potential energy, and like a phoenix, I should rise. I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am power, I am talent, I am mind, I am body, I am spirit, I am balanced, I am enlightened, I am fearless, I am outside the realm of time, I am a part of the all, and I am one with the...
Wait, let me stop, because I love questions, right? I love questions. Yo, Real Heck said, Real Hector Maza says, how about guidance? Who needs guidance? Right? Who needs guidance? Right? Who needs guidance? If you're asking for guidance, right? I'll give you an example. I'm in my house right now. Pretty sizable house. House is pretty big, right? If I walk into my house and I say, yo, thank you, Hollywood. If I walk into my house and I say, yo, God, please guide me through this house. What? That don't even make no sense. Yo, how is God gonna guide me through my house? Who needs guidance? The only person that needs guidance is somebody who's lost. God can't guide me through my house. It's my house. So if I'm praying for guidance, right? If I'm saying, God, guide me, and I'm in my house, guess what has to happen in order for God to guide me? Guess what has to happen? God's going to have to take me out of my house. God has to take me out of my house because I already know this is my house. I could close my eyes and walk through my house because I already know where everything is. Right? I already know where everything is. And so I already know where it's at already. I could feel it. I could smell. I'll be like, oh, this is this guest room. I could close my eyes and go into a room and be like, oh, this is the guest room. Right? I could feel my way through the steps and go upstairs, and I could smell the difference. I could tell the difference between my son's room, my daughter's room. I know, right, when I'm in my main room. Right? And so if I'm asking for guidance, if I'm asking to be guided, and I'm already in my house, God is going to say, okay, great. Word fam, you want guidance? You want guidance, Ash? Okay, I got you. Right? I got you, bro. Oh, you want guidance. You want to be guided somewhere. So guess what has to happen? I need to be taken from a place that's familiar and take it to a place that's unfamiliar so God could guide me. God can't guide me from my house. God can't do that. God can't guide me from my house because I already know where everything is. And so if I'm asking for guidance, right? If I'm asking for guidance, I have to be lost. If I'm asking for guidance, I have to be lost. And so if I am asking for guidance, God is going to say, okay, oh, you want some guidance? Let me take you out of the house. Let me put you somewhere that's unfamiliar so you can learn this new unfamiliar territory. And now once you learn this unfamiliar territory, I'll take you back to guide you wherever you want to go. So no, only prayer you need to say is thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, because what?
Everything that I need, I already have. Everything that I have is all that yep. I need. Anything I desire, I will receive because my reality is created by me. I am successful. I am peaceful. I am free. I am wise. I am potential energy. And like a phoenix, I shall rise. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am power. I am talent. I am mind. I am body. I am spirit. I am balanced. I am enlightened. I am fearless. I am outside the realm of time. I am a part of the all and I am one with the divine. Energy, energy, energy. All around on the outside of the enemy. There is no hate in my heart. I even have love for my enemies. Ah, energy, energy, energy.
So listen, this last thing I'm gonna play for y'all. This is the secret. The secret is gratitude always. The secret is gratitude always.
The illustrations given in the last chapter will have conveyed to the reader the fact that the first step toward getting rich is to convey the idea of your wants to the formless substance. This is true, and you will see that in order to do so, it becomes necessary to relate yourself to the formless intelligence in a harmonious way. To secure this harmonious relation is a matter of such primary and vital importance that I shall give some space to its discussion here, and give you instructions which, if you are following, will be certain to bring you into perfect unity of mind with God. The whole process of mental adjustment and atonement can be summed up in one word, gratitude. First, you believe that there is one intelligent substance from which all things proceed. Second, you believe that this substance gives you everything you desire. And third, you relate yourself to it by a feeling of deep and profound gratitude. Many people who order their lives rightly in all other ways are kept in poverty by their lack of gratitude. Having received one gift from God, they cut the wires which connect them with Him by failing to make acknowledgement. It is easy to understand that the nearer we live to the source of wealth, the more wealth we shall receive. And it is easy also to understand that the soul that is always grateful lives in closer touch with God than the one which never looks to Him in thankful acknowledgement. The more gratefully we fix our minds on the Supreme when good things come to us, the more good things we will receive, the more rapidly they will come. And the reason simply is that the mental attitude of gratitude draws the mind into closer touch with the source from which the blessings come. If it is a new thought to you that gratitude brings your whole mind into closer harmony with the creative energies of the universe, consider it well, and you will see that it is true. The good things you already have come to you along the line of obedience to certain laws. Gratitude will lead your mind out along the ways by which things come, and it will keep you in close harmony with creative thought, prevent you from falling into competitive thought. Gratitude alone can keep you looking toward the all and prevent you from falling into the error of thinking of the supply as limited, and to do that would be fatal to your hopes. There is a law of gratitude, and it is absolutely necessary that you should observe the law if you are to get the results you seek. The law of gratitude is the natural principle that action and reaction are always equal and in opposite directions. The grateful outreaching of your mind in thankful praise to the Supreme is a liberation or expenditure of force. It cannot fail to reach that to which it addressed, and the reaction is an instantaneous movement towards you. Draw nigh unto God, and He will draw nigh unto you. That is a statement of psychological truth. And if your gratitude is strong and constant, the reaction in formless substance will be strong and continuous. The movement of the things you want will be always toward you. Notice the grateful attitude that Jesus took, how He always seems to be saying, "I thank Thee, Father, that Thou hearest me. You cannot exercise much power without gratitude, for it is gratitude that keeps you connected with power. But the value of gratitude does not consist solely in getting you more blessings in the future. Without gratitude, you cannot long keep from dissatisfied thought regarding things as they are. The moment you permit your mind to dwell with dissatisfaction upon things as they are, you begin to lose ground. You fix attention upon the common, the ordinary, the poor, and the squalid and mean. And your mind takes the form of these things. Then you will transmit these forms or mental images to the formless, and the common, the poor, the squalid, and mean will come to you. To permit your mind to dwell upon the inferior is to become inferior and to surround yourself with inferior things. On the other hand, to fix your attention on the best is to surround yourself with the best and to become the best. The creative power within us makes us into the image of that to which we give our attention. We are thinking substance, and thinking substance always takes the form of that which it thinks about. The grateful mind is constantly fixed upon the best. Therefore, it tends to become the best. It takes the form or character of the best, will receive the best. Also, faith is born of gratitude. The grateful mind continually expects good things, and expectation becomes faith. The reaction of gratitude upon one's own mind produces faith. And every outgoing wave of grateful thanksgiving increases faith. He who has no feeling of gratitude cannot long retain a living faith. And without a living faith, you cannot get rich by the creative method. It is necessary, then, to cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you, and to give thanks continuously. And because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude. Do not waste time thinking or talking about the shortcomings or wrong actions of plutocrats or trust magnates. Their organization of the world has made your opportunity. All you get really comes to you because of them.
Give thanks.
Do not rage against corrupt politicians. If it were not for politicians, we should fall into anarchy, and your opportunity would be greatly lessened. God has worked a long time and very patiently to bring us up to where we are in industry and government. He is going right on with his work. There is not the least doubt that he will do away with plutocrats, trust magnates, captains of industry, and politicians as soon as they can be spared. But in the meantime, behold, they are all very good. Remember that they are all helping to arrange the lines of transmission along which your
rich. Hold on, I got your IG. Go to AshCashTV.com. Because I got a minute. They're about to kick me out. Let me just say thank you for the badge, love. 14 badges. Forever evolving. Thank you for the badge, love. Ramaya Trask, It's A Low. I am Cassandra Henderson, Ken Caesar, Nadira Brown, Phoenix 2, I am Miss MJ, Butterfly Thoughts, Miss Tiff 817, Passion for You Within. Thank you for the badge, love twice. Hollywood 704, Gerber Charles, GC, A Diva's Secret Closet. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for the badge, love. Go over to AshCashTV.com. So y'all can catch the rest of the show. Because I do want to give you a final message on saying thank you for everything. So I do have a final message. I appreciate y'all. IG, thank y'all for rocking with me. Don't forget tonight, for those who don't switch over tonight, Inside the Vault, 8 p.m. Make sure y'all tap in, watch that powerful episode, especially for my entrepreneurs. You know, we're talking about taxes. And so I need y'all to tap in. Fast shot, I think my guy Mowbray. Rowan is in the building. All right, y'all, 30 seconds. YouTube is AshCashTV.com. So www. AshCashTV.com. Yeah, I feel like I'm on Survivor because it's like 10 seconds. 10, 8, 7. All right, y'all. Peace. All right, y'all. So I do want to hold on. Let me just type this real quick. Watch the full episode on AshCashTV.com. Let me just post that real quick. So look, I want to give y'all this last word. So salute everybody who came from you know, everybody who came from IG. All right, hold on, look, I got some questions here. So fast out to everybody, right? Blue five keys. Fast out to everybody. I gotta start using my mic more too. Kevin Jean is in the building. MH is in the building. Blue five keys is in the building. Latricia G is in the building. P Washington is in the building. Natisha Alexander is in the building. Dr. Ness Wanamaker is in the building. Salute to everybody in the building. Salute, right? So look, AJ Legacy is in the building. So here's the last thing I'm gonna say about gratitude, right? Because UClean Services is the first time I've heard it explained that way. And so I want to answer this though. I want to answer. GC is in the building. I want to answer this and make sure y'all all subscribe though too. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. So make sure everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody subscribe to the YouTube channel, share, you know what I mean? We need to build the YouTube up. So share that, right? And so Somebody asked about courage. I don't ask for courage. You know what I'm saying? Butterbean's cool. So Butterbean's cool said, look, what about courage? I just say thank you for everything. You know what I'm saying? Cause God knows best. Right? God knows best. I don't ask for courage. I've never prayed for courage. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. This is what I'm trying to say, right? This is what I'm trying to say. Right? Let the weak say what? What does the weak say? Right? What does the scripture say? Let the weak say what? Let the weak say, God, give me courage. You tell me. Put it in the comments real quick. Let the weak say what? Let the weak say, God, I need courage. God, please give me courage. Nah, fams. Let the weak say, I am strong. I am. I'm claiming that. Right? I'm claiming it. I'm saying, yo, I'm strong. What does somebody who's strong, why does somebody who is strong needs courage? Right? If you are strong, then why do you need courage? Who needs courage? Right? Who's in need of courage? Not somebody that's God conscious. If you God conscious, right? If you God conscious and you know you made in the image and likeness of God, right? That's a selfie. If you know you made in the image and likeness of God, that's a selfie. If you know you're a selfie, what you need courage for? Right? Why you need guidance? Why you need courage? You don't need none of that. You got it already. You know what I'm saying? Put me anywhere on God's green earth. Put me anywhere. I don't need guidance. All people, my people. I don't have the spirit of fear because God is going to guide me, right? And if I know that God is guiding me, if I know that God is guiding me, then I know that God knows best. And this is actually going to take me to my last point, right? This is actually going to take me to my last point, right? My last point is, hey, yo, say thank you for everything. Say thank you for everything, even the things that seem, right? Even the things that seem like, right? The things that seem like they're not working in your favor. Everything, right? Everything is working for your greater good, right? Everything in God's will, inshallah, everything in God's will, right? Not some things, though. Right? Not some things. Not like you can't pick or choose, right? You can't pick or choose how God is going to answer your prayers. Right? Which is your desires. Right? You can't pick a truth. If I say God, I need $1 million. And I also need $1 million divinely, though. I don't desire, right? I don't desire $1 million forcefully. I desire $1 million the way God has divinely decided or divinely wants to get me that $1 million, right? And so let's say on my quest, I make this desire for $1 million. And then once I make this desire, this request for the $1 million, I immediately say thank you to God, right? I immediately say, God, thank you for the $1 million, because I know it's on its way, right? And so I say, God, thank you for this $1 million, right? And so while I say thank you for the million dollars, God takes me through the valley to get to the $1 million. Am I to say You know what, God? No, thank you. I'm good. Right? Am I to say, you know what? I'm good. Thank you. Forget it. I changed my mind because God is taking me through the valley. Right? God is taking me through the shadows, right? To get to the light, right? God is taking me through the tunnel to get through the light. God is saying, yo, I need you to go through this darkness for a second to get you to the light. Am I to say no thank you? Because I know from my experience that every dark space that God has ever taken me through, I've always, always come out shining bright. Always. Right? I've always, right? Every dark place, right? Every dark place, everyone. There's not one dark place that God has put me through that I have not come out better than I was prior to getting into that dark place. Right? And so, yo, we must include everything, right? We must include everything in our gratitude. You can't pick or choose. If God knows best, right? If we're saying that God knows best, God sees all, God knows better than all of us, right? So if God knows best, how is it that we're frowning upon the things that God has ordained? Right? You know what I'm saying? So I need y'all to say thank you for everything. So that's the show. Y'all, I appreciate y'all. I just wanted to get that last point out. You know, I appreciate y'all for tapping in, tuning in. Make sure, look, y'all share this video. Share this video with everybody. Tell your friends, your families, your significant others, your coworkers, the people you don't like. You know what I'm saying? Share this video with them. Tell them subscribe to the YouTube channel, AshCashTV.com. I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? It's always a pleasure. Always enjoy making things happen. The Ash Cash Show, the most financially empowering show on the planet. You know what I'm saying? The most financially empowering show on the planet. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Go to the AshCashShow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to AshCashTV.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in, tuning in. I'll see y'all. Oh, no, tonight, right? So anybody, you know, make sure tonight y'all tune in to Inside the Vault with Ash Cash. Tonight, Inside the Vault with Ash Cash, exclusively on the Earn Your Leisure YouTube channel. Make sure you go to Inside the Vault with Ash Cash. You know, I'm a, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got a powerful episode for you. I'll see you tonight. And then for everybody else, the Ash Cash Show, I'm going to check out tomorrow, right? Tomorrow's Friday. I also got I also have the masterclass tonight. So if anybody registered for the masterclass, that's tonight as well. But I'll see y'all tomorrow in God's will. Same time, same place. All right, peace.
I ain't talking about rich. I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk, so talk more.
Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show, show. Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show, Ash Cash Show.
You are now tuned in to the Ash Cash Show, your number one source for financial motivation. Get your mind and your money right.